Good morning, Butler Area School District. This is the kindergarten through grade 6 radio lesson for Friday, April 3rd.
To start off our time together today, let's join in saying the Pledge of Allegiance. We have two Butler Area School District students here to say it with you. Please welcome Julie and Kate Smale, students at Northwest Elementary School.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hello, this is Miss Gardner, and I am the school counselor at Emily Britton and Summit Elementary, and this is my 10th year working as a school counselor for the Butler Area School District.
This is Mrs. Chatton, and I am the school counselor at Northwest and Conecornessing Elementary Schools. I am new to Butler District, but have been a school counselor for 4 years. We want to thank the Butler Radio Network and those helping to make this opportunity possible. Ms. Gardner and I are both so excited to be connecting with our school families today.
Our lesson today is going to focus on the power of positive thinking. Sometimes, when the world seems scary or confusing, or things just aren't going our way, it can be hard to think positive and remember all the good that's around us. Last week, Mrs. Schnorr and Mrs. W. talked with you about coping skills and things you can do to help handle all these changes. Today, we are going to help you learn how to think positively and have a growth mindset.
What's a growth mindset?
Well, that's a great question. The way you think, which is called your mindset, can either be fixed, which means staying in place, or it can be growing.
So if I was doing a math problem and it was really hard, someone with a fixed mindset might say, I give up, while someone with a growth mindset might say, this is hard, but I know I can do it, right?
That's right. Having a growth mindset means that when the going gets tough or something's a little bit difficult, you don't give up. You just practice, believe in yourself, and work on finding a different solution.
We found a cute song about not giving up when things get tough. You might remember this song from the movie Trolls. It's called Get Back Up Again. You can find it on YouTube later and listen to it anytime you might be feeling frustrated or want to give up.
I really hope I can do it, because they're all depending on me. I know that I must leave the only home I've ever known and brave the dangers of the forest, saving them before they're eaten. I mean, how hard can so shiny and blue, and there's a butterfly. Well, isn't that a super fantastic sign? It's gonna be a fantastic day. Such marvelousness it's gonna bring. Got a pocket full of songs that I'm gonna sing, and I'm ready to take on anything. Hooray! Some super fun surprise around each corner. Just riding on a rainbow, I'm gonna be okay. Hey!
Today, we wanted to share with you one of our favorite stories that talks about the importance of having a growth mindset. Giraffes Can't Dance is a touching tale of Gerald the giraffe, who wants nothing more than to dance. But with crooked knees and thin legs, it's harder for a giraffe than you would think.
At first, Gerald is discouraged, but is finally able to dance to his own tune when he gets some encouraging words from an unlikely friend. This friend teaches him that sometimes when you're different, you just need a different song, and that everything makes music if you really want it to. So Gerald starts swaying to his own sweet tune. We hope you enjoy this story and can later view it on YouTube by searching Giraffes Can't Dance by Giles Andrea.
Today's read aloud is about Gerald the giraffe, who wants nothing more than to dance. Some kind words from an unlikely friend helps him realize his dream. Giraffes Can't Dance, written by Giles Andre, illustrations by Guy Parker Reese. Gerald was a tall giraffe whose neck was long and slim, but his knees were awfully crooked and his legs were rather thin. He was very good at standing still and munching shoots off trees. But when he tried to run around, he buckled at the knees. Now every year in Africa, they hold the jungle dance, where every single animal turns up to skip and prance. And this year when the day arrived, poor Gerald felt so sad, because when it came to dancing, he was really very bad. The warthog started waltzing, and the rhinos rocked and rolled. The lions danced a tango that was elegant and bold. The chimps all did a cha-cha with a very Latin feel, and eight baboons then teamed up for a splendid Scottish reel. Gerald swallowed bravely as he walked toward the floor, but the lions saw him coming and they soon began to roar.
"Hey, look at clumsy Gerald,"
the animals all sneered.
"Giraffes can't dance, you silly fool. Oh, Gerald, you're so weird."
Gerald simply froze up. He was rooted to the spot. "They're right," he thought, "I'm useless. Oh, I feel like such a clot." So he crept off from the dance floor and he started walking home. He'd never felt so sad before, so sad and so alone. Then he found a little clearing and he looked up in the sky. "The moon can be so beautiful," he whispered with a sigh.
"Excuse me, coughed a cricket,"
who'd seen Gerald earlier on.
"But sometimes when you're different, you just need a different song. Listen to the swaying grass and listen to the trees. To me, the sweetest music is those branches in the breeze. So imagine that the lovely moon is playing just for you. Everything makes music if you really want it to."
With that, the cricket smiled and picked up his violin. Then Gerald felt his body do the most amazing thing. His hoofs had started shuffling, making circles on the ground. His neck was gently swaying, and his tail was swishing round. He threw his legs out sideways, and he swung them everywhere. Then he did a backward somersault and leapt up in the air. Gerald felt so wonderful, his mouth was open wide. "I am dancing, yes, I'm dancing, I am dancing," Gerald cried. Then one by one, each animal who'd been there at the dance arrived while Gerald boogied on and watched him quite entranced. They shouted,
"It's a miracle! We must be in a dream!"
Gerald's the best dancer that we've ever, ever seen.
How'd you learn to dance like that? Please, Gerald, tell us how.
But Gerald simply twirled around and finished with a bow. Then he raised his head and looked up at the moon and stars above. "We all can dance," he said, "when we find music that we love."
Think the main character Gerald was feeling at the beginning of this story? If you said sad, embarrassed, or frustrated, you would be correct. Gerald was sad when the other animals made fun of his dancing, and frustrated that he couldn't dance the same way the other animals could. These types of feelings can lead to a fixed mindset, but luckily, Gerald didn't give up. And with the help of his friend, he was able to grow and develop a more positive way of thinking.
How do you think Gerald was feeling at the end of the story? If you said happy, proud, or confident, you're right. Gerald was more confident when he let his worries go and started to dance to his own tune. When he didn't listen to his worries and instead believed in himself, he felt proud. By the end of the story, Gerald felt happy because he was no longer feeling discouraged about not dancing like his friends.
Now that we've talked a little bit about the difference between a fixed mindset and a growth mindset, let's practice what we've learned.
We are going to give you some examples of situations that might happen at home or at school, and an example of something a person with a fixed mindset might say. But remember, we want to be positive thinkers. Then we'll give you 15 seconds to come up with a growth mindset statement of your own.
Remember, a growth mindset is when you don't give up just because things are difficult. Instead, you believe in yourself and your abilities and try to find a different way to look at a situation or solve a problem. Are you ready? Then let's start practicing.
Here's the first example. Let's say you're asked to do a writing prompt. You start writing without first reading the specific questions that need to be answered in the paper. After finishing, you realize you didn't follow the directions completely. Instead of going back and fixing your mistake, you say, "It's good enough," and decide not to rewrite the parts that you missed. Instead of saying it's good enough, what would someone with a growth mindset say? If you said something like, "Is it really my best work?" you're on the right track of understanding what a growth mindset is.
Okay, here's our next example. Your friend in class always seems to get a better grade than you on your weekly tests. It makes you so frustrated. You think to yourself, she's so smart, I'll never be that smart. Instead of thinking, well, I'll never be that smart, why bother? What is something a person with a growth mindset might say? If you said something like, I'm going to figure out how my friend gets such good grades, then you are on the right track to positive thinking.
The last thing we'll do today is play a game. It's called the soundtrack game with Moody the Monster.
This game ties in not just what we talked about today, but what you learned last week as well with Mrs. Schnorr and Mrs. W. We are going to play some different types of music for you. While you're listening, try and think about how the music makes you feel. We'll give you some different feeling options to help you guess.
Music is not a feeling, but it can make you feel something. Which Moody best matches how the music makes you feel?
Did that music make you feel worried, calm, or proud?
Worried.
If you said worried, good job. This time, did that music make you feel confused, silly, or sad?
Sad.
If you said sad, you're right. Did this music make you feel proud, happy, or scared?
Proud.
If you said proud, you're doing... This time, did the music make you feel frustrated, confused, or worried?
Confused.
Hope you enjoyed that game and were able to hear the different emotions in the music. It's important to understand how we're feeling. Certain feelings make it easier or harder to have a growth mindset. For example, when I'm feeling happy or excited, it's easier to look at the positives. But if I'm feeling worried, frustrated, or even grumpy, it can be harder to practice growth mindset skills. If you're feeling this way, music can help put you in a better mood. Music is a great addition to your coping skills toolbox. We hope you use this during your time at home when you need a mindful minute.
Students, we miss you and hope to see you all back at school soon. In the meantime, please continue to have your parents and guardians check their emails and the Butler Area School District website for updates and information on resources.
Student assignments and office hours for teachers can also be found on the district website. If you have not received an email from your child's school with assignments, please email your child's principal or classroom teacher because your email information may need updated.
That concludes our elementary lesson for today. To end our time together, we wanted to give you a positive brain break with one of our favorite uplifting tunes. Goodbye, and thank you for joining us.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.
And if you want it inside your soul, just open up your heart, let music take control. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Boom, I like the way we rock it, so don't stop.
I can't stop the
nothing I can see but you when you